You know, this is the Connect the Dots radio show. This is your host, Tom Edison. And we're going to connect the dots tonight because this is the Connect the Dots radio show. The radio show named after my book, Connect the Dots Theory. One of the most thought-inspiring books of the early part of the 21st century. And all I have to say is that it proves I'm a knowledgeable person, but I proved it on the radio here, too, on this radio show. I was just listening to the person before me, the host before me, and he was talking about some very interesting topics. Let me backtrack on some of it. He mentioned a statement that all religions are of the Anunnaki. There is a lot of truth to that. If they didn't start them, they took over them, that's for sure, when we come to organized religion. But let me add a few other pieces to the puzzle on that one. Turns out about 90 years ago, let me make a statement here first. Actually, you might find this hard to believe, but I believe it, and I make the statement, everything is actually already known. On Earth, we just rediscover it, or we have the opportunity to rediscover it. And as I was saying, about 90 years ago, a small portion of what's known as the universe's historical records kept in the higher dimensional zones of reality. Some people might think of that as the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, and so on dimensions. I call them zones of reality because I don't like words that have two meanings. Dimensions, you know, people, there might be some carpenter out there listening to me, and he just knows length, width, height, and those are his dimensions. Where those of us who talk about things metaphysically, we talk about first three dimensions being physical reality, and then we go all the way up to 12, and some people actually mention about a 13th. I could talk a lot on that, but I'm not going to. So anyhow, 90 years ago, a small portion of the universal records were shared with certain people of the human race that communications were okay to have with, and there was a sharing of information in relation to questions, and the higher intelligence were authorized to share some pertinent information with us that, about our world in relation to religions. They kind of agree with the gentleman before me, the host before me, that basically all the religions, religious scriptures, are tainted to some degree, some more than others. But they did mention that, they gave mention to the man known as the Buddha, and their records say that he created Buddhism. There was no revelation given to him by higher intelligences to create religion or anything like that. So he communicated, as the records go, with celestial spirit beings. He himself invented what became known as Buddhism. Out of his own thinking, he put things together, and he came up with the ideas for Buddhism. Of course, they also mentioned that as Buddhism was spread amongst the world by his disciples, they went to different areas, and as people do everywhere, they accepted some of the principles of Buddhism and they combined it with their own belief systems. And so, consequently, the higher intelligence makes the statements, if the Buddha were alive today and see how his teachings manifested in different lands and what they manifested into, he wouldn't even recognize his own teachings. That's how much they've changed. And that's a very realistic story for those of us that pay attention to how humans act, and that's exactly how we go about things. When information comes our way, we accept what we find easy to accept, and we combine it what we already believe. That's called normal human behavior. So that's my piece of puzzle, adding on to what he said about religions. And then he also mentioned something about health food. I'm into health food. I know quite a bit about health food. And he was talking about GMOs. And I got a few pieces of the puzzle to add that maybe I've talked about them before, but I'll talk it again tonight because it's a follow-up to what was said before I came on the air. He mentioned about the GMOs and that, you know, there's a debate or understanding or misunderstanding whether they're okay. And the way I look at it, from all the things I've learned, is that everything has a vibrational signature, including food. Every piece of food that's growing on every plant has a specific vibrational frequency. And I have also come across the information that those who set up the plants that were to grow on the earth, yes, life forms were planted on the earth. This is more universal historical knowledge that was revealed to us about 90 years ago. Didn't happen by chance. It happened. There was a definite plan to come here by what's known as the implanters of life, and they implanted the ingredients for all the things that were going to develop here at different points in time. And the plants were designed, or we could say humans were designed to eat the plants and obtain valuable, healthy nutrition from the plants. And so everything is frequency, has its own frequency. And so when you take a fruit or a vegetable and you denaturize it, there's a good chance its vibrating frequency is going to be changed. And if we take into consideration that humans were designed to make use of the plants, fruits, exactly as they were designed, so your body is going to be looking for a vibrational signature. This was all pre-planned, and it works. But when you GMO the food, you denaturize it, and chances are you kill the vibrational frequency. So your body is looking for a vibrational frequency that it was programmed to. Yes, your body was programmed to function and grow and heal itself in certain ways. Didn't happen by chance. Sure, evolution takes part after, but the original implantation is done by those who have the knowledge to do these things. And it's all part of, we could say, God's grand plan. And it works on many different levels. And on many different planets and many different variations. So if your body doesn't, remember, your body, if you can accept this, your body has been designed to search out and register certain frequencies, you know. And if those frequencies are not there, your body is going to deal with it as something that's not really of value and treat it like a waste product. So, you know, people have come to this conclusion without the scientific knowledge already. Many people, I've heard this all my life. Yes. The more food I eat, the more I crap. Well, that's because you're eating crappy food. You know, if your body can't use what you're eating, well, the more you eat, the more you'll crap. I mean, basically. And I've heard that way back from the last century. People were figuring this out on their own. You don't have to have any. It's just simple observation. So that's some more supportive information to that bit about your body being able to recognize something as food or not. Now, going backtracking, there was something interesting said on the last show. The host mentioned about scientists doing an experiment with a proton, sent one out, split it or something. They sent one proton or one half of the proton 7 miles in one direction, the other 7 miles in another direction, and they couldn't figure out how these protons could somehow communicate with another that far away. And the host mentioned, well, everything is connected, and sure it is, but here's my piece to the puzzle, or the information here. If those so-called scientists had thoroughly read a book called The Crystal Connection, which is extremely hard to get hold of, it was mysteriously disappeared at my location a number of years ago before I wrote my theory. And I give credit to it, and that was the beginning of my understanding of metaphysics. But anyhow, this book called The Crystal Connection, these people learned the technique of accessing information. You know, it's a basis on you either get to access the information or you're denied, and that has to do with where you are mentally and spiritually, et cetera, et cetera. And they access a lot of important information. And one of the bits of information I picked out of that book was that the they access apparently the factual, futuristic, scientific information known about thoughts, and that thoughts travel at the speed of 10 to the 42nd power. I don't think there's even a word that can describe that many zeros, which in our perspective viewpoint is instantaneous. So that would explain things communicating with each other at astronomical distances, like from one end of the universe to the other almost. And that's the speed of thoughts. So that's just another little piece of the puzzle. And that is something to consider, that thoughts are instantaneous. You know, we always think in terms of seconds and portions of seconds, but 10 to the 42nd power, for those of you who don't understand mathematics, that's 10 with 42 zeros behind it. That is like instantaneous for all practical purposes. And sure, everything is connected. And there's another reason why truth seekers should buy my book. It's available on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. You can get it at Amazon's a little cheaper. I think it's on iTunes, too. Pick yourself up a copy. It will make you a smarter person. I don't care how smart you are. It will make you even smarter, because I talk about things in that book, and I bring forth evidence in the form of 35-millimeter photographs that haven't been altered, and I have the negatives to prove that these are real photos. And I display the truth-revealing photos, and sometimes I enlarge them, so they're, you know, not a little less quality. But the copy machines are that good nowadays, and that's how, the route I had to go, because I didn't have the money to pay professional film developers to take my negatives and develop them to the large extent I wanted to. But anyhow, in my book there, I present new information, things that have never been discovered before, but the pictures say it all, really, and then I explain what's on the pictures. And I talk about all these type of things, and I talk about metaphysics, and it will make you a smarter person if you read it. There's only about 100 pages of text, so you can read through it in one night. And the photos, you know, the picture says 1,000 words, are groundbreaking. I've actually got a picture of two of unidentified spacecraft hovering. I don't have any flying saucers, but I do have spacecraft captured by simply pointing a camera up in the sky and seeing what I could get, and there were spacecraft hovering. They don't look anything like we've seen or what's been shown to us. So, if you like spacecraft, you want to see spacecraft you've never seen before, well, I've got pictures of them. And they're amazing. Not like anything that's ever been described before. And the picture says 1,000 words. So let me jump ahead here. And by the way, just if this is your first time tuning in, this is a call-in radio station. You can actually call in and give your 2 cents. And we all have important bits of information to share. So the call-in number here is 888-627-6008. And you might have to dial the 1 in front of that. So it might be 1-888-627-6008. 8, one of my favorite numbers. You turn it sideways and it almost is a representation of infinity. So, while we're talking about all these metaphysical things, spiritual things, here's something you don't hear too many people talk about, and this is part of the reason why the government is so against certain substances and have made them illegal, because governments are controlled and they're fearful of people getting too much knowledge and recognizing the sham that close to all governments have become it, on all levels to some degree. Somewhere in this world there might be some good government still, but you have to look hard to find them, and they're always being tainted by newcomers coming in that, you know, have no ethics and just want to get a political position to take bribes. One of the unfortunate things that happens on planet Earth. So anyhow, I'll explain it like this. Certain mushrooms and other substances can expand frequency parameters of normal human vision. And this might connect with the last host's statements about, he made a few statements about it being a holographic universe we're living in. Well, that's a broad generalized term. Does anybody really understand what a holographic universe means? Well, I've gained a little bit of understanding what it could possibly be. Because I've had the opportunities to expand my vision in certain at certain times, in certain situations, and you'd be surprised that once you go beyond the parameters of normal human vision, things are visible that are normally not visible. For instance, I discovered that certain types of blue, it takes three spheres. If you can imagine three spheres, like a ball, like a softball or something like that. Imagine three spheres of different color, all kind of bubbled together next to each other as, you know, bubble swarm, where there's a bubble attached to a bubble attached to a bubble. So there's a trinity of bubbles, the colors blue, purple, and green. And I could perceive them hovering over what we visually recognize as light blue. So now there's a real observation of what could be a partial aspect of a holographic universe that we exist in, that perhaps all the colors, there's bubbles of various colors making the colors that we see invisible light. Invisible light, that is. So there's other things I've taken notice to, and if anybody has seen the blinking red lights in the sky that you can't see with normal vision, you have to expand it. Colleen, I mean, I talk to people all the time, and I cannot believe that nobody has taken the time to notice this. So if you're a person out there who experiments with their vision, next time, take a look up in the sky, nighttime sky, that is. If you feel you're in a state where your vision has been expanded, and look to see if you can spot all the flashing, kind of like tiny red lights flashing off and on. Now, maybe they're all projectors that project what we think of physical reality, or what we see as physical reality. So there's another aspect that might relate to our reality being a holographic projection. Now, while we're talking about all these amazing things, there's that thing of time. You know, when you're a child and you grow up, you first learn about time by probably looking at the clock, and you understand that there's 24 hours in the day, and the clock goes around twice to get those 24 hours. And that's how we kind of get introduced into time, and we find out there's a cycle. And sun comes up roughly 24 hours after, at the same time every day, a little less here, a minute or two there, but basically it's a 24-hour day. And then we find out about days go into months, go into years, and that we get the idea that time moves on in one direction only. Well, the best explanation of what time really is, well, I was at this lecture by somebody who was on one of the secret projects, who quit and decided to go out there and reveal what's being kept from the general public. And he gave what I call a really great explanation of time in as simple form as you could. And I caught on to it right away. Well, I am a perceptive person, but it's not that difficult to understand the way he explained it. He started talking about time travel because he was somebody who was a participant on a time travel project, so he knew about moving ahead and backwards in time. And it is a physical possibility. Recently, whistleblower information has come out that the U.S. government had time travel. The knowledge of how to do it correctly, 1972. And they got that from the ETs. one of the EQ groups they work with, secretly, of course. And so the easy explanation for how you can go back and forth in time is you got to envision time, again, as a sphere, a bubble. So it doesn't negate what we call linear time going in one direction, but if you can picture we're inside that bubble, and if we want to, once we gain the knowledge of what we have to do to go back or forward, we have to, remember, we're in the center of the bubble. So we have to exit that bubble at the point where we are in linear time, which would be 2017 now. And once we get out on the edge of the bubble, we can go in either direction on the curve outside of the sphere. And once we have the technology of how to do it, we can go in at any point, backwards or forwards. And that's how time travel works. And you're in that area where you punched in. They've done this in actually cartoons. Back in the last century, there was cartoons that actually did this. I think it was called Mr. Peabody cartoons or something, where they the professor, Mr. Peabody, was a dog, and his assistant was a boy named Sherman. And in every episode, it would start with the boy Sherman would say to the professor, who was a dog, and he would say, "Where should we set the time dial to now?" And as I hear with recent information, it's pretty much that simple. You set some kind of dial thing where you want to go, and then you pull the lever and you zip from here to there where you wanted to go. It's, once you learn the technique, it's that read it more recently, it's been explained that it's really that easy. So there were cartoons in the middle of the last century, you know, 50 years ago or so, that were telling us about actually how time travel works. And I believe those cartoons were out there even before the U.S. government got their time travel machine knowledge to how to work the mechanisms. And that's pretty much how it is. So, and it makes perfect sense. Sure, time is moving in a positive direction, but we can go in and out of the bubble, the time bubble, and go backward or forward. At some points, people have said that, well, there's a gate at a certain point where you only can go so far into the future. What do I know? I don't work on a time travel project. I'm just telling you what I've heard from people who have been there. But I also wanted to mention that it was in cartoons, American cartoons, even before the U.S. government had it down pat. So it's believable, you know? Now, sure, like the, let's say the universe, and this will bring me to something else the last host was talking about. People, you know, roughly say the universe is, the visible universe that we're aware of is 14 billion years or so old. So, there could be linear time going for 14 billion years. It's a very big bubble we're in. You know, it might take 14 billion Earth years to circumvent the whole bubble on the outside. So it's quite feasible and believable. A bubble is a good example of what time is. And we can go in and out from this time and come back in at another time. And, of course, there's secret projects. I talk about these some of these secret projects in my book that really get talked about with the time travel projects where they're looking. We don't know all the time travel information yet, but we're secretly searching to go out there and be able to punch in some past reality and change things. And of course, I've said before on other shows, if you're interested in time travel, even if you're not, I've said on other shows, if you're familiar with the cartoon Alice in Wonderland, it originally had a scene called the chessboard scene. There's a famous record by the Jefferson Airplane band from the last century. I think it was early 70s they made it or something, called White Rabbit. Maybe it was 70, 71, something like that. And in that song, the singer of Jefferson Airplane, Grace Slick, sings the words, "When the men on the chessboard get up and tell you where to go." Well, that's exactly what happened to the scene in the original 1951 Disney cartoon. Then all of a sudden, when TV, I remember I saw it when I was a child, it was playing on TV. Then all of a sudden when DVDs started coming out, you know, I had myself a new DVD player, and I thought, I'm in the store in the section cartoons. I thought, oh yeah, let me pick up a copy of Alice in Wonderland because I want to see my favorite scene, the chessboard scene. And lo and behold, it wasn't there. I thought, man, that's weird, you know. And I was aware that they have different cut versions of different things. And then I went and I got another copy in another store, put out, you know, another version of the Disney thing. Wasn't there. Then, lo and behold, TV starts advertising. Regular free TV starts advertising. Oh, we're going to have the famous Alice in Wonderland cartoon with all the lost footage included. So here I am again. I'm desperate. I want to see that scene, you know, because it's like I couldn't buy it on DVD. Lo and behold, the scene wasn't there. So the only conclusion I came to was it was the secret scientist playing with their time machine just to see if they could go into the past and nip something out, and then it would never exist anymore. And I believe that's why you can't find it anymore. If you can find it, call in to this radio station and let me know. By the way, the call-in number is 1-888-627-6008. Because if I'm correct, that's what happened. The scientists who had access to time travel machines went back and said, with a plan, like, we'll nip this out that won't alter anything important in life, and we'll be able to see if it doesn't exist anymore. And that was a perfect choice. It's only a scene in a cartoon, but I think I caught on to it. It proves that you can go back, and if you erase things in the past, certain things will never exist in the future, even though they had. All of a sudden, it will be like they never did exist. And that's something interesting to consider. This was going to relate to something else. Yeah, I heard the word Big Bang mentioned, which that's, you know, a stupid phrase coined by ignorant scientists. Now, I'm going to give you another reason to go out and buy my book, Connected Dots Theory. You can get it on Amazon. It's that easy. Because I have information in there that nobody else has. Nobody. Absolutely. Prove me wrong. You know, I defy anyone to buy the book, read the whole thing, and call me up and challenge me on something and say, hey, I found that information somewhere else. If I check into it and it's true, I'll say, yeah, okay, you're right. But I have so many things in that book that I've never heard anybody or come across anybody talking about that I bring point to. Because I'm an original person, I cut a new path through the woods every day of my life, and I know how to connect the dots in ways that people haven't connected them before. So anyhow, back to the Big Bang. You know, scientists are always talking about that, the news people are talking about it, the Big Bang. Well, my experience that I have had, personal experiences with, which got me on a path of searching for truth, which started about, I don't know, 17 years ago, more than that, over 20 years ago now. And it's what I saw projecting out of the sky. And then I saw how it was swaying and it wasn't permanent. The sparkling points of light, I called them. You're not going to hear about that from anybody except in my book. So it's an important reality. It exists. It's out there. You can't see it in a city or anything like that. You have to go out in the wilderness where there's no artificial light because it's, well, candle power. And it's like a spider web expansion out of the sky. So it's coming from another dimension, and the entrance into our realm seems to be in the sky, at ground level or a little above. And it's an expansion. So what the scientists have been wrongly calling the Big Bang, I would refer to, having seen this reality that can be seen here on Earth, I would call it the Big Expansion. Because that makes perfect sense. When you say the word bang, you're talking about an explosion and things being destroyed. I mean, there could be sound with the expansion, but I didn't hear any sound in the expansions I saw happening. I have excellent drawings of what I saw. And it's real. I've seen it many times. And if you're interested in rediscovering so-called unknown things for yourself, you need to pick up a copy of my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Study the pictures, find out the information relating to it, and you'll be able, if you do your homework and do some truth searching, go out there and see these phenomenal things happening yourself. And just these type of things happening on Earth are extremely amazing, even much more interesting than finding things in outer space, because it's all here on our planet right now. And the only thing preventing you from experiencing this, the New World Order, governments that want to keep you stupid, a dumbed-down education system, ignorant scientists who have been brainwashed by the colleges they go to. Don't think colleges are about searching for truth. They're interested in truth as long as it doesn't reveal too much. Let me tell you about the ignorance I've seen in colleges. And I explain the connections, how it's not that hard to understand how all the dimensions are connected. It has to do with the platonic solids. Well, I have the diagrams. I show you some show and tell. It's not that hard to understand, you know? It requires a little geometry and a little common sense and a little observation. You don't have to know any more than that to comprehend how all the dimensions are connected, because they're connected vibrationally and geometrically. And I explain it very well in my book. You don't have to be Einstein to understand this. But as regards to college educations, a number of years ago, I visit colleges now and then, and there was this particular article on science discoveries of what the scientists are working on. And they had a picture of them trying to put pressures on atoms and the pattern that formed. And the pattern would hold the pattern, but it would the more pressure you put on it, it would just shrink closer. The atoms would shrink together. And the pattern was so obvious to anyone who has just a little knowledge of the platonic solids or the flower of life pattern. The pattern was so obvious, it was amazing that the scientist who did his paper made no connection to the outline that the energy points he had depicted in his experiment. He had no idea that this meant something beyond just what he was doing. It just goes to show you that he has not been taught to recognize the importance of patterns, and that they wanted to applaud him for discovering that the pattern he was putting pressure on would shrink closer together, and he was given like an A for that. You know. Meanwhile, they're just totally ignoring, hey, the pattern you're pushing together is a universal pattern. And that's why it stays together, because it's held in place as a pattern by all the other dimensions that connect all to each other by geometry and frequency. You know, the dimensions are like, if there was a piano with 12 octaves, it would explain everything, pretty much. Because that's, you know, there's people talking about the 12 dimensions. I call them the 12 zones of reality. Each zone, I forget whether it's 1,000 times, vibrating 1,000 times faster than the next zone, or is it 10,000 times faster, or 100,000 times faster, or 1,000,000 times faster. But there's an upgrade in vibrations between each of the dimensions, and the five platonic patterns and their correlates is the transducer of the energies. And that's how it works. So if you had a piano, you know, in the piano, you got every 12 notes, including the sharps and flats, represents an octave. Now, if you hit a C note on one octave, it's going to resonate with all the other C note on all the other octaves. And so, in many ways, that a piano with 12 octaves would represent the whole total reality of the universe. Because it's been revealed to mankind, that's us, that each one of the 12 separate dimensional zones are also divided into 12, which equals 144 different realities, all existing as one, yet separated by vibrational frequency parameters. And that's how easy it is to understand. You can use a piano as a metaphor. What else can we get out of the piano? Well, we have the seven white keys, which could represent your seven major chakras of the human body. In fact, I've come across the information that, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, those notes are pretty close representations of your seven chakras. And so that's why when people do exercise with their chakras, it's beneficial if you're starting with your root chakra, which is the way to start. You always start at the bottom and go up. It would be good to sing the C note or play a C note. And with some of the newer information, it's supposedly the vibrational scale that we're working with now, it's become uniform, is based on 440 cycles per second for the note A, which is not the original. In fact, I believe it's 432 cycles per second is the most in tune with the universe. Another, plan designed to fail that's been perpetrated upon the people of the earth. So you need to get an electronic tuner, set the A note at 432, and then you can get the correct frequencies for the other notes, which would probably resonate better with your chakras if you're interested in working with your chakras. And you ought to be, because like everything is connected, that's connected to your health. It's been said by many people, countless books out there by the people who study these things, that health is more than what you see. If you have disharmony amongst your chakras, or they're not spinning, you know, the chakra is like an invisible spinning energy at a certain location within your body. Each one of the seven major chakras are spinning at different locations in your body. There's countless books out there that show you approximately where they're at. So if you have your chakras aren't spinning properly, and you have, or they're spinning discordantly, that can bring on health problems. And the physical health problems are the signs that your body is giving you, telling something is out of whack somewhere. And the best person to diagnose what's out of whack in your body is you. Don't go to the doctors, you know. I mean, if you were living in China several thousand years ago, it would be smart to go to a so-called doctor back then, because Chinese medicine is based on reality. It's not based on pharmaceutical fake knowledge. And I've read some interesting articles or historical events about ancient Chinese physicians or doctors, whatever they called them over there. And let me give you an example of what a real knowledgeable doctor is like. Can't find people like this anymore. Maybe you can. There's a few of them out there. But they're certainly not regular doctors. They might be health practitioners of a different species, natural health practitioners might be that knowledgeable. But there's many stories, Chinese historical stories, about knowledgeable health practitioners back in China, where if you went to see them, they could just look at you and they would know what was discordant and what your problems were, because they knew how to tune in, and they would just were able to sense your vibrations, and they knew what negative vibrations you had within a matter of seconds, and then they would know what advice to give you that would bring your health and body back into balance. And that's what real health is, being in balance. And it's pretty hard to be in balance if your chakras aren't spinning properly. And there's evidence around that some people's chakras actually have ceased to move because they've been so deadened by false information and negative frequencies being broadcast into our world. And believe me, another reason you ought to read my book, Connected Dots Theory, because I'll call your attention to negative frequencies coming from other worlds, other parts of the universe that are actually being broadcast here. And this isn't my speculation. This is revealed information from the higher reality to people who have written books about futuristic science with the explanations of what's going on and how it's happening just out of our parameters of understanding or sight. And there's people that are actually meeting with ETs now, that the good ones, that and they're giving us information that the good guys are here around our Earth. They're out there in spaceships, cloaked, and all that kind of stuff, and they're actually resetting the frequencies of our planet so for when it moves into the fifth dimension. That's what the word is now. They're using the fifth dimension because the concerned, caring, higher evolved beings want to take us away from the negativity that has wrongly manipulated the human race for too long. It makes our life difficult here. We have physical manipulators like the descendants of the Anunnaki, and some of the Anunnaki are probably still here too. If you read a book called 12th Planet, you'll find out all about that stuff. I give a lot of mention to it, and I truly believe some of them are still here, and they're the ones, their proxies are the ruling families that carry the Nibiruan bloodline because they mixed their blood with ours a long time ago. Well, the information's out there. I'm not going to waste my time talking about it. But I do some correlation of that in my book, too. And so that's why a lot of these beings are from the fourth dimension, which is evil exists heavily in the fourth dimension, too. No, fourth dimension is not time. That's the fake scientists trying to give you misinformation. They probably believe their own misinformation. That's how stupid some of these scientists are. They're not real scientists. They're brainwashed clones out of college. And they believe whatever they were told, and the colleges are New World Order owns the colleges, and they tell them what they can teach and what they can't teach. This is the reality. They only want to allow us to know so much. But we're living in an over-controlled world. But there's other aspects to this, too. And like it's been said before, there is, and it used to be in the past, there is no division between religion and science. Everything is connected, and thousands of years ago, so-called scientists or the scientists of the day and religious organizations used to work together. And there's a lot of information about that out now. And, we're talking about, since I brought up religion now, probably one of the most famous books of all time within the Bible. You know that the Bible is really the world's first encyclopedia. It's a collection of 66 or more books, depending which Bible you read. It's not a single book. It's 66 books put together, like an encyclopedia, and it's called the Bible. But the last book in the Bible is called the Book of the Revelation. Again, see, it's a separate book. It's information by the angel of Jesus sent to the disciple John, where he's instructed to write down the information, and it all has to do with end times. It's a troubling book. A lot of bad things are going to happen, and they're using a lot of metaphors for what people could understand at that point in time. And so there's a lot of bad and wrong interpretations of what's being said there. First of all, 1900 years ago, 1950 years ago, when this information was revealed to the disciple John to write it down into a book, you couldn't talk to people about ETs or civilizations on other planets. They wouldn't know what you were talking about. They would think you're crazy. So it all had to be spoken out in regard to kings and kingdoms, terms they understood. So it's quite possible all those kings and kingdoms are referring to extraterrestrial races battling it out. Not necessarily nations on Earth, but nations of extraterrestrials here on our planet battling it out. This needs to be considered. And we also need to consider that the information was of the future because it had already happened, and the messengers, the angels who came to give the message, were actually going back in time to tell of many bad things that had happened already. And now we're moving along and we're getting to that point in time. And so we need to also, I mentioned it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You need to buy it. You can buy it at Amazon. I mentioned that possibly that the reason we were given all this information is because we're given a second chance to work it differently. I'll say, and this is my interpretation, I'll say this: if we don't do anything, it's going to play out just like it was written. And unfortunately, it'd be foolish to think that everything's cut in stone, because then it will happen like that. But if we use our free will and understand what the warnings really are and how serious they are, we can change a different path. And according to all the people that meet with ETs now, that the higher intelligence is doing the behind-the-scenes work for the Earth to move into the fifth dimension, which means increasing. It's called the recrystallization of all energy matter. And apparently, this happens already. The vibration of the Earth is 40 cycles per second, where it used to be 7 to 8 cycles per second. So we're in the process right now, and the high-tech, higher intelligence is going to do all the work that's being done for us. But meanwhile, evil is still here, and like the book of the Revelation tells us, they are going to fight to the end because they are thick-headed fools and addicted to their own stupid ways, and they're going to kill as many of us as they can. The plans are in motion already. In fact, the plan to take over the Earth and kill 95% of the people, that was put forth back in the 90s, I mentioned in my book. The date back in the 1990s, the takeover date was for 2018. Well, hey, we're almost there. That's why it's time for us to start doing something, because if we don't do nothing, it will play out like the book of the Revelation, and we'll have to wait till the angels come and rescue us. But we can move ahead further into the new reality, whereas we want to go, because it's a place where evil cannot follow us, and all the negative vibrations, all the hate, and all the other stupid stuff that we're subjected to every day here on Earth. So anyhow, and final, to sum up this thing about the book of the Revelation, we all know about the 66 number there in the statement, it's man's number. Now, we've heard 1,001 wrong interpretations about this, and I know they're all wrong interpretations, every single one of them that anybody ever came up with, because I came across the futuristic information that was put into a book in the last half of the last century, which clearly states the known knowledge of what 666 means. It's three energy. Each six represents a certain energy field. So we're existing in 3-6 energy fields. The number six represents an energy field. And the combination of them is 666. The numbers together represent an energy field. That's right. And the plan is to move us up to 888. Because we want to be moved up far enough where, again, evil cannot follow us. And we'll finally be free. So that's a little bit of important information regarding the truth about what's happening now and where we're going, and it's just a matter of time, and the fact that because we have free will, we can step outside of the harsh reality of the Book of the Revelation and move quicker into what's being prepared for us, a world without evil. I can't wait. So anyhow, and I'm doing my part to help bring us all along, and knowledge will help bring us along in interacting with everyone and projecting our love. Another great statement that I have in my book. It's in my philosophical chapter, and I say, projecting love will gather love. And I'm going to end the show on that. I did no commercials tonight. I'm not promoting my CD tonight, maybe next week. And so this is the end of the show, and the final word is, projecting love will gather love. And I ask everyone to tune in next Saturday to Connect the Dots at 10 p.m. Pacific Time, 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Okay, Mr. Engineer. I'm ready for the countdown now, and you know what to do. Play the end of my rock and roll song, the lead guitar part, and then play the first song off my CD, which is titled Better Songs Than Dylan, and the name of the song will be I Gotta Be Somebody. It's an anthem for everybody who wants to be somebody. It's positive. Okay, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.